Welcome to another Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. The legend of Wakapa. I arrived on the scene a couple years later, so some stories had already become legend. This place, Wakapa, was unbroken prairie in 1877. Now, in 1882, it's a booming place. Amazing what a few stalwart souls can accomplish. A paradise for the business-minded. I'm Mary Reeves, living in our one-room log home at the northeast foot of Turtle Mountain. The pattern was set by Mr. Barnard LaRivière. He had been here on a hunting trip in 76. The U.S. border had just been surveyed, free land was on offer to folks in Ontario, and he noticed a few trails intersecting and saw signs of a Nakota campsite on the creek. Perfect, he thought, for a store and a village. A good campsite 50 years ago is still good today. Timing? Check. Location? Check. Wood and water? Check. Women? He needed both women and men to make this happen. Mrs. LaRivière came first and opened a stopping place. Then menfolk, like my husband, brought their families from Ontario. Soon the village boasted a flour mill, sawmill, blacksmith, church, and school. We came because it was tough back in Ontario. The good land was taken, and my husband wanted adventure, to find a place of our own. I wasn't so sure, but set out when he sent for us. At first the men were squatting. None of us, not even the LaRivières, had title to land. Rumor had it, a land commissioner would set up office just west a half day's ride, but that first year everyone had to stay put, lest someone else claim their piece. There was, and still is, no police or government official of any kind near Wakapa. We have each other, the land, and a whole lot of faith. Where did the name Wakapa come from? Mr. LaRivière knows everybody. He says he was given the name by an elder, that it means white-haired father. He alone speaks Nakota, so we take his word for it. Yep, legends grow quickly. Did I tell you we have the first school in southwest Manitoba? I'm the most literate in the community, so I was chosen to be the teacher. Other than raising our family, it's something I can contribute. Mr. Wakapa boasts he speaks 9 languages, including 7 indigenous ones, but doesn't read or write a lick. He has great gifts, all right, but even he can't do it all. It takes a village to make a village. In these early days, we create legends out of what we have and wonder what will become of our efforts. Betty Sawatsky and I adapted the legend of Wakapa inspired by a story in Vantage Points 3. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.